We officially welcome you to the Chart Station. But about now, it is a soul therapy segment where we talk about heart issues. Now, if anything is bothering you, feel free to hit me up on Instagram, tell me what that is, and if you want me to put it on the radio so the Chart Station family members can talk to you about that and do justice to that problem. Tonight, I want us to talk about this. So I stumbled on this online and I found it quite interesting. Then I said, all right, let's bring it to the Chart Station and, you know, express ourselves and share our views and opinions on this matter. So a woman lied to her AS man that she was AA. You know how all this genotype thing, recall that we've talked about genotype, I think a month or 2 months ago. Now we have this woman who lied to her AS man that she was AA. They married and they had a child. Now the child turned out to be SS. How come? Woman says she lied because she really wanted to be with him. Like, you know how you love someone and you never want to let go of that person, and you're like, okay, if telling a lie is going to make me have this man forever, this man that makes me happy, this man that completes me, this man that I want to spend the rest of my life with, then let me just do it. Is it not genotype? When we cross the bridge, we're going to sort it out. Maybe my first job is going to be AS and then we'll just let it go. I might just decide not to, you know, give birth again. Just let him know some kind of thing. I just want to be by myself and not have more babies. You know, some people are like that. But here, I think it's safe to say she was unlucky. First child turning out to be SS. How do you explain that? Now the matter don't reach outside. Waiting she go do. Anyway, we're asking you, is that grounds for divorce? If you were the man, what would you do? Continue with the relationship? Are you going to see that as just a lie? Are you going to understand the reason behind her lying? She wanted to just be with you. She lied because she didn't want to lose you, or you're going to feel bad that she was selfish by placing herself first as against the kids, the future kids as at then. How are you going to handle this situation? And ladies and gentlemen, what's the biggest lie you've ever told to keep your relationship? Have you ever cheated on your partner and then you got caught? Instead of confessing, you're saying you had to lie, tell another lie just to, you know, salvage that relationship. Let's just be honest with ourselves tonight and talk about these things. So that's basically what we'll be talking about during the soul therapy segment. And then at 1:30 to 2, we'll be having the dark room where we keep it all sexual, you know. All right, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Chart Station with your radio girlfriend, Ada, a blessing. We'll be right back. So of the album Realms, we have again by One The Call. The song was released last year, being 2020. I welcome you back to the show. It is 99.3 Nigeria Info, and this is a soul therapy segment on the Chart Station. I go by the name Ada, blessing your radio girlfriend. And I want to talk about this. I stumbled on this online and I want us to share our thoughts on this. Now, a woman lied to her AS man that she was AA, and they got married. Of course, they were blessed with a beautiful kid. Now, the kid turned out to be SS. Asking the woman, she said she lied because she really wanted to be with him. And tonight, I am asking you, is that grounds for divorce? If you were the man, what would you do? And ladies and gentlemen in the house, what's the biggest lie you've ever told to keep your relationship? I know we all lie. We all say things, sometimes things not factual, just to keep that relationship of ours that we're not ready to lose. I mean, out there, it's not funny. Finding love is not something that easy, especially in today's world where you have so many fake people faking everything just to benefit or just to carry out one act or the other. So when you find that special one, most times it's very hard to let go of that person over some factors, which of course I can understand. But to this extent of lying about your genotype, not considering the future of your kid, okay. I don't want to share my opinion now, but let's hear from you. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning.
good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Ada Blessing.
Yes, Ada Blessing. Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Edmond.
Edmond, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Ogun State.
Okay, welcome, Edmond.
Yeah. It's very, very painful. I mean, it's somehow touching. But,
can you speak up?
Yeah. I say it's very, very painful and it's very touching. But, you know, we are human beings of different characters and different behaviors.
Yeah.
If it's we are some people, they will take it. But if it is like person like me, I will know that really it's because of love that she might have done what she has done. I would have forgiven her. But it's pain.
And continue the relationship?
Yeah, it will pain me seriously. To pain me. I know the child is involved. For that SS. So the single cell anemia now, but it took me about what will you do. It will be when you find out that this person is really in love. Because of love she did what she did. You understand? What will you do? You have to forgive her.
Wow.
Just like what you said, who knows the second baby will be like.
Okay.
You understand?
All right. So you think it's not enough reason to end the marriage?
I don't think so. I don't think so. That is enough reason to end the marriage. Because God can also do something. Maybe the second baby could be AA or maybe...
AS.
It can change.
Okay.
Change because it has happened to other people. So it can also happen to them too. So
all right then.
End the marriage.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. All right. Hello, good morning.
Hello, I'm home, ma'am.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Frank. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Fine, thank you.
Yes. Hello?
Yes, Mr. Frank.
You see, I don't want them to bring God inside this matter.
Ah. Okay, why?
God has made it possible for us to know that if you put your hand or your leg inside fire, it will burn you. So there is no need putting your leg or your hand inside fire.
Okay.
I have seen more than enough of this SASAS marriage. I've seen a lady that lied and married a man just to be with that man because of one thing or the other. They have four kids. The four kids, no one survived, and she ran away.
Oh,
and at the end of the day, people was calling the man a murderer.
Are you ritually serious? But why? Because the wife was nowhere to be found?
It was SS, secular, that was killing the children.
Oh, because the kids were dying.
Because she was hearing all those things.
Oh, dear.
I have seen a lady that lied and entered inside marriage.
Lied about what?
She lied. She was AS, the husband AS. They entered inside marriage. At first, she was not allowing the husband to meet her. Later, the thing wanted to cause problems. She was allowing the husband, and at the end of the day, she would drink something I will not mention.
Okay.
After so many years, she then said, tell the husband to marry another wife.
Wow.
So that she don't want to leave the husband, so that she can be the second the second wife.
And the
husband
first
should marry another wife. Are you getting me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Do you know that marriage, like me personally, Mr. Frank, if I want to marry today, I'm married because of children and because of the love of my heart.
Okay.
So, if a woman did this thing now to me, did the person help me? No. If you are AS, don't just go and say, social media say, doctor say, no. It cannot work. Out of 100, one might work. But people will use that one that work and say, they have seen somebody that enters inside married AS, and they have two children or three children. Did they work all? What if you marry that ASAS? You get four children, two ASSSS. Can you bear these children? And let me tell you how these people used to do, because I have experience. Number one, if that is that, it used to come from joint. The baby might tell you, mommy, hold my hand, hold my, and then you hold that girl hand or that baby hand from night like this till the morning. If it is leg, you carry leg. If you want to do it, the girl will shout till the morning, you carry it. And if this is that, some people will be beating the baby without knowing what they are passing through.
Oh, dear.
There's no rival, please.
All right, Mr. Frank.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Wow. Okay, the first caller said it's not enough reason to terminate the marriage, and then Mr. Frank is saying it's a whole lot of reasons to call off the relationship. So what's your take? Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Good
morning, Ada.
Yes, what's your name?
I just want to remain anonymous.
Okay, then.
I'm a first-time caller, for sure.
Welcome.
Yeah, this topic really concerns me.
Oh, really?
I'm a perfect example of this for this morning topic. It happened to me. Yes. Then the woman I wanted to marry, she didn't know. She's yes, because when she was in school,
she didn't know.
Yeah, she didn't know. When she was in school, she in year one they did tests. You know, she was AA. That's what they gave her. Then me too. At the time, no, this our lab. They normally make mistakes. The first one I did my own after NYSC. When I discovered I'm AAS. And when I met her, I told her I'm AS. She told me she's AA. Okay. I said, we were even joking about it. You know. I said, okay, let me go and do it again. I went to another lab. Did it. They gave me AA.
Mm.
I told her, she now said, you've joined a gang, that's the error they make at the initial and everything. Okay, so we did introduction, about to do our wedding. Then after introduction, she just said something that during NYC, they went for, during NYC, you go for a test, this genotype test and everything, when you submit the fitness test. So she did, when they now give her AS. She just, I don't know, we were just discussing something now. She's shipping the whole discussion. I said, so you've had AS before, you didn't tell me. We'll go and do this thing again. We went together and the whole thing came out. ASCS.
Both of
and
you?
Adult, yes.
Wow.
She cried her. I don't know how to explain it. And that is a guy I love so much. Okay, so fast forward everything. Family said, no, we can't marry. My family most especially.
After introduction?
Yes, so we can't marry. So we separate, for some months. Let me try another relationship that I could not. It's just as if I won't find anyone like her.
Wow.
So, with much consultation and everything, I now finally set to for C, there's a test called CZS. When she's pregnant, 2 months, you carry out the test. It's quite expensive. So
I know.
We've talked within ourselves, we made conclusion that we would.
Oh dear. Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Yeah.
I was trying to raise funds for it and everything. So that's how we settled the OT. Well, my family is not in support, but I just have to take the bull by the horn. They've lived their life. I have to live mine.
Wow.
So that is it. Thank you very much.
Oh, dear. Thank you very much. Thanks for calling. Things we do for love. Oh, dear. I actually love the love story. But to just avoid this, I think it's high time we take this thing seriously. I've done mine 3 times. I did it while I was in school. I did it before NYSC and I did one again this year. I just want that confirmation, because most times all these lab attendants, most of them, they just mix things up. Oh dear. Hello?
Hello, good morning, Ada.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, welcome.
You see, lies, what lies?
Please, can you speak up?
No, what lies can destroy? It could take a lifetime and one can never recover from it. I had a girlfriend whom I loved so much. And one day I just asked her, what's the big question? When did you have the last? And what she told me was just last week. I was first of all, I was not shocked. I was shocked, but I just keep it there because she told me the truth. I think you even love her the more for telling me the truth.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, for me, I would rather call off the relationship.
And for real? You call it off?
Yes.
Wow.
Just for that life, you know, because it has done damage already. Because any time I remember as a man, whenever the children are going through the trauma, they are going through it, it will be very, very, I will not be happy. It's something I will just call up.
Wow. Okay. Thanks for sharing. Okay, you call it off. I mean, you can actually still be with her and look for other ways to have kids. Hello?
Good morning, Ada Pierce.
Yes, good morning. What's your name?
Good Friday.
All right, Friday.
Okay, I want to ask you, you see that lady, she's Indian. You know, in terms of marriage, you don't lie to marry.
Okay.
If I were the man, I would just... If that marriage is not what they need is divorce. Because that marriage is in... Yeah, it will not be any fruit.
You think divorce is the solution?
You said?
You think divorce is the end point? What if they decide to just stay together and not have kids?
Anyways, it's left for them, but I don't think the man will...
But if you're the guy, you just call it off.
I eventually got married to have kids, you know? So that marriage, I think it's not going to be any fruit. So first of all, the lady lied. Well, you know, this kind of thing, you don't have to lie. Tell your husband the truth or tell your fiancé the truth, you know? So that is it.
Okay, thanks for sharing. The studio line once again is 0700-993-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Hello, good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
My name is Ben.
Mr. Ben, please go ahead.
Yeah. The pain of they will go through will make the marriage not to last.
Wow.
Because I'm talking from experience.
Really? What happened to you?
I have a friend that is from that kind of situation. They
okay.
are six in number, and they lost four of them.
Wow.
So, when you see your loved ones die without you being able to do anything, it kills the love instantly.
Okay.
So, the best thing for them, even this one, they have one now. The process is so stressful because every month you bring out money for drugs, hospital, a lot of things. And it makes the relationship not to function anymore because of the sadness that will be coming when, you know, going to the hospital, always being sick, you know, your kid and you can't do anything, the pain.
So you think it's best they just end the whole thing now?
Yes. Yes, now, because even if they try, it's going to get worse.
Okay.
That's the thing.
Thanks for calling. Hello, good morning. Hello? Hello? Sorry about that. Call us back if that was you. Hello. Good morning. Hello. Okay, give us a call back if that was you. Hi, Ada. Good morning. Hi. Okay. Ada, to be honest, I think it's best the boats call it quit at this moment. Wow.
No, hello, good morning.
But it's okay. Yes, hello, good morning.
Yes, my name is Oreolua.
Oreolua, welcome.
Yes. I've never been in such a situation which I was supposed to. I was really supposed to. I am genocide AA.
Okay.
And there's this lady in my area who lives as a fashion designer. I had it, you know, I approached her. I've not really said my mind. I've not opened up to her, like, babe, I want to date you. I didn't say that. I was just, like, being friends, but I really want to have her.
Okay.
But suddenly, along the line, I learned my friend, you know, approached her before me, and they were dating.
Okay.
It was a sad story to hear that this same girl that I'm telling you is FF, okay. And my friend is AF.
Oh no.
I was down. I was really down, like, what the fuck? This pretty lady is FF, but you will never know. So I couldn't approach her, and my friend had to break up the relationship. They both loved themselves.
Wow.
My friend had to cut the relationship because of that. But I personally couldn't approach her anymore because it was same as if I've known
her situation,
and that was the major reason why I wanted to approach her.
So I guess so.
I just have to just let her go. So we just talk on the street, what's up, how are you doing? She's fine and stuff.
Wow.
So that's just my own experience about it.
Oh dear. But have you ever lied in your relationship? Have you ever said something that wasn't true just to keep your relationship?
Said something that wasn't true.
Yeah, to lie to your partner just to save the relationship. Not
yes,
like you.
Yes, yes.
Tell us about it. What did you lie about?
you know, ladies, they tend to understand this lies than truth.
Wow.
So, those days, it was more like, I don't actually do it, but I did it at particular times because of I wanted to have this girl. I just lied to her. I will not be able to say it. Sorry. But I just lied to her. So we dated for like 6 months. And we had to cut off. Because it was, if once you tell a lie to a lady, you'll be looking for more lies.
More lies, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not just to a lady, it's in general. Life itself.
In general, yeah. So I didn't want to continue in lies.
Wow.
So I just had to tell her, babe, you know I lied to you. And she was like, why would you tell me lies? Why would you lie to me? I said, see, it's because I wanted to have you. And that's why I told you lies. So she was just like, no, she cannot continue and stuff.
Aww.
But recently, we started talking again. Just recently, we started talking, and she was getting opportunities like, okay, why do you have to lie to me and stuff? I said, see, I just lied to you intentionally because I wanted to have you. So I don't want you to seem as if I am a game player, and that's why I had to come up and tell you that I'd lie to you. So that was the story.
Okay. Thanks for sharing. Time check, it's 1:00 in the morning, and this is the Soul Therapy segment on the Chart Station with Ada, blessing your radio girlfriend. All right, get in the music, people. In the music, it is a song by Omaomi off the Wonder Woman album released in the year 2009. Hope you've been dancing, because I've been right here in the studio. I mean, just to check up the cold. It's pretty cold, and you know, I'm in the studio. I don't have no one here to cuddle. Don't worry, you're hearing the voice of Dennis, but hey, it's not Dennis, and it can't be Dennis. So
cuddle my voice.
I just you wish. So I just had to, you know, utilize the music. I danced.
I love that music.
Oh, really?
Seriously.
In the music.
The lesson I'm giving them.
Really? You were doing trash, actually. But to be very honest, Oma Umide sing.
No, forget.
No cap.
I wish.
She's a singer.
I wish I'm in love with that Oma Umide. Like,
oh my, Dennis.
No, seriously. Yeah, people like that, their assets. You know, when you see someone who.
That girl that you have now. Turn her into an asset. Don't look at somebody that, you know, yeah, over the years.
Down.
She has put in the work. Another man, you know, invested in her. Now she's not the Oma Umide that we know. She's good. All of a sudden, you're not wishing to be with her. Are you okay? This one that you're with, who's going to groom her into being an asset? I wish I was with her. Yeah, she's an asset.
You know why you won't let me talk with you?
Why? I am pained.
You know they blast me.
Before.
Of course, see, you see good things, you admire good things.
The one you have is also good. Just put money there. Put money, investment, time.
You do. You know if I have one now?
You do.
How do you know?
Of course, I do know.
I'm more less. I never had anything.
It's okay.
But it's good to admire something. Amayome.
No, but she's a good singer. Kudos. She's talented.
Kudos to Amayome.
She's awesome.
Babe, fresh. Voice D.
That's someone's wife. I am not
to compliment her.
I am not with you.
But
all of a sudden, you're calling someone's wife babe. You're even saying someone's wife is fresh. Dennis, I don't know. I think suddenly to visit Kri has been, you know, has been there, up there in your heart. I don't know. You have to be careful.
Ada, when you say something good, you compliment. You say something.
Of course I do compliment something nice.
And that's what I'm doing as well.
No, you're going overboard. Retrace your steps. Be very careful.
How do you know I'm going overboard?
That's someone's wife.
So I cannot compliment. Okay.
No, you can. You can say, Oma Umi is a very beautiful lady. You can say all that. Not this babe fresh.
She's a very beautiful lady.
Better.
Okay.
Let's keep it at that. Okay, welcome back, guys. 99.3 Nigeria Info. I go by the name Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend. And of course, I have with me Mr. Dennis Jimmy, who is, by the way, admiring someone's wife. I am not with him, oh. In case I come here and I tell you Dennis have been arrested, please know why.
For advice or complimenting
for calling someone's wife babe and saying someone's wife is fresh, you would tell the world how you got to. No, there are some things you don't just say. It's just like someone coming to say, Ada, you're very sweet. How, bros, did you chop me? Abby, okay, that was actually a pigeon, but bros, you chop me. Like, to be very honest, did you eat me at any point? Did you lick me? What did you do exactly? How did you get that information? Let's just cuckoo be coming down in this UAE, Nigeria. Okay, welcome back. 16 minutes gone past one. We're talking about basically lies. So a woman lied to her AS man that she was AA. They married, and of course they were blessed with a very beautiful child. Now the child turned out to be SS. The woman said she lied because she really wanted to be with him. And tonight on the show, we are asking, is that grounds for divorce? Is that enough reason for the man to, you know, call off that relationship? And if you were the man, what would you do? And in general, ladies and gentlemen of the house, ladies and gentlemen of the chat station family, what's the biggest lie you've ever told to keep your relationship? This is a clear case of the woman lying just to keep the man. Not like she, you know, wanted to lie, but then again, the truth would have just set them apart, and she never wanted that. So in her heart, okay, for me to spend the rest of my life with this man, let me just lie, this small lie. When we get to that bridge, just like we always say, we'll cross, Abby. Now she got there, she crossed, and according to Adekunle Gold, the grass is greener on the other side. But it wasn't greener at all. Now she's paying the price. So we are asking you, let's have a little conversation about this, then we get into the dark room. The studio line is 0700-993-993-993, 0700-993-993-993, and the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Sorry about that, heat us up if that was you. Hello, good morning. Hello?
Hello,
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Philip.
Your name is?
Yeah. Philip. Philip.
Philip. Okay, all the way from Aja. Welcome, Philip.
Yeah. I was listening to your program and I really enjoyed the program.
Okay.
So, for me, that time is I will go on agreement with my wife. If my wife does not have the same good Google, we can produce children. I will finally go on agreement with her. Either
you will go on an agreement not to have babies?
No. I will go on agreement for me to get a second wife.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
If you do not agree with that, I'm going to divorce her. But as a man, you must have children. That's what I would, that is my own belief.
This one is tough, for.
Really?
Okay. Okay, so what about your wife? What about her having her own baby?
My wife, we have the same group that produced Numa. Because we have two good children, a girl and a boy. God has better.
No, I'm talking about in a situation like this. Let's say you were that man. Now you want to go, you want to have an agreement with her for you to have a second wife so as to have kids. What about her? You're not going to consider her state of mind?
I consider her as my first wife.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not getting married to a second wife. Maybe God will be so we have to that one. Make it for family. Ma, you cannot live better than without again.
Wow. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, we are here.
Thank you. Have my contribution.
Okay, thank you. That's serious. Hello, good morning.
Hello?
Yes, good morning, Moyo. Please turn off your radio. Moyo, please turn off your radio.
Sorry. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, good morning.
Hello?
Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Moyo. Please talk to us, Moyo.
Yeah, but for me, if I'm living with a guy and I know because me on ears and the guy's ears, I have to just change the relationship because I don't want to go for them.
You just end everything.
Yes.
Wow. It's very easy for you people to just say end this thing. This one is marriage, like that, even normal boyfriend and girlfriend relationship, most times it's very hard to end. You're talking about someone you know, because of marriage to. You don't have a child together. So that child is now sick. You just end the relationship.
That one is deep.
Okay. You end it. All right, Moyo, before you go, tell us, have you ever lied to your partner just to save your relationship?
No.
No?
I'm not.
Oh, yeah. Moyo, you've been very truthful. That's interesting. Okay, good to know. Thank you, Moyo. Thanks for calling. Hello, good morning. Sorry about that. Hello?
Hello, Blessing. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How's work?
Work is good. Thanks for asking. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Samuel.
Samuel.
I'm from Lekki.
Okay.
Dennis, good afternoon.
Good morning.
Oh, now daybreak.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. Y'all should stop this. Okay, so, did you tell us your name?
Yes, my name is Samuel.
Oh, yes, Sam. Mr. Sam, please go ahead.
Okay. Talking about that genotype thing, it's, to me, that the lady is kind of being wicked to the guy.
How? She did that out of love.
No. That's not love. That's wickedness.
Oh, wow.
Why, like, you're engendering your marriage, you're putting the life of, you know, children at risk. I mean, it's kind of bad. For me, that's how I say it. You know, if she had come out open, if the guy wants to go ahead still, then that would have been like, okay, we already know our heads, let's just go ahead. Or no, we can't continue. It's better like, why putting lives of babies at risk? That's so bad. For me, that's how I just say.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, dear. Thanks for calling. Before we take more calls, or let me just squeeze in a call and then we'll hear from Dennis. Hello? Hello? Anybody home?
Person is still sleeping.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. What's your name? That is fine, thank you. What's your name?
Come from the topic today.
Your name, please.
My name is PK from Cape Town.
Okay.
Yeah, coming from the topic today. Wow, it's not easy to find love.
At all.
It's not easy to find love, but yeah, I see that the woman make a mistake for that, but she did it for love.
Mm.
It's like the same thing. Like maybe, okay, you marry someone, eh?
Yeah.
Then maybe the armed robber comes to your house and maybe point the gun at you and wants to shoot you.
Mm.
She jump and collect your bullet. I don't know if you are getting me.
Yeah, you're going somewhere. Just land so we understand you.
It's just like that. She did it because of love, and it's not easy to find love. Mm. It's for me. We can do something about it.
Really?
It's not because love is not easy. Some people saying that they will end it. Oh my, not that easy to end love. Oh. If you don't love, you don't love.
Hmm. I agree. Actually, it's not easy.
It's not easy to find love, and if you don't love, the matter of heart is not the matter like if you are not in that shoe, you can say that you will end it, but it's not easy.
I know, right? Okay, dear. Yeah. So basically, you're asking them to just find a way out of it, but still keep the relationship.
We will do something. We will do something about it.
Okay. Thank you.
But to end it like that is not easy.
Okay. Thank you very much. Hello. Sorry, dear. Hello. Good morning.
Hello, Anda.
Yes. Good morning. How are you, Mr. Austin?
I'm fine. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Yes, Miss Anda. It's good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. And
yes, Mr. Austin.
No, there's nothing love cannot do. Love is very powerful. Real love. I mean, real love. And when real love catch you, you'll be confused. Hello.
Yeah, we are here.
Yes. So, some people may accept it, while some may say no. Depend on individual.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the love, the kind of love you have with the person, will determine what you do. I can't just say yes, I will not do or I will do. But I don't pray for such a thing because it will be very difficult.
I get you.
Because at the end of it, your money will suffer it, your body will suffer it. Yes. So, but if that happened in a way that if you look at your wife's face, the wife look at your face, how are we going to do this? I can't leave you. My dear, I mean, something is there. She may go up and commit suicide. I tell you. You understand?
Okay.
That is it. Ada?
Yes, Mr.
I just want to say something concerning the request that I made yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, she was doubting that I requested a song by myself, that you did not mention her name.
Oh.
Please. I will see request for it maybe some other time.
Okay, some other time.
And then when you want to, you will just say playing the songs for such and such person.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, dear. Please tell her not to doubt, dear. She has a special place in your heart. Hello?
Hello, good morning, Ada.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I was the first caller.
Sorry?
I was the first one that called.
Okay.
Yeah. I still want to still deliberate on it.
Okay.
You see the situation, just like what the two last callers said. It is not easy to find love.
At all.
I don't want to condemn all the people that have called that are saying that they should end the relationship.
Okay.
Because if you really love someone from the bottom of your heart, Because the last caller also said something. It will not be so easy for you to call off that relationship.
I know, right?
Now, let me give you this. You, as a journalist, you know that 91%
Hello?
That is all over the world.
91% of what? Can you get close to your phone?
No, I said 99% of the relationship,
or
of the marriage, even the ones that give birth to you, go and find out, lies again. The one, the relationship that brought you to this world, lies again. Go and ask your father, ask your mother. So somebody will not say that there will be no lie in the relationship. So she did it because of love. You remember the story of Abraham, when Abraham was confronted?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes, what did he lie? That the wife was his sister.
His sister, yeah.
You understand? Now, if you're in that situation...
But that wasn't him lying to the partner. That was him lying to protect her.
No, he was lying to protect himself, not to protect
her. To protect himself, protect her as well. So it wasn't about lying to her to save the relationship. This is a different situation entirely.
But it's still somewhat similar because she's lying to make sure she entered into that relationship. That's just it. And also, the relationship that brought that same girl that is SS now, and that's their parents, they were not in that genotype. So if people, maybe other group, they give birth, and unfortunately they become a sickle cell anemia. It's not an issue. It's not an issue. It's not something people would be so panic about. I believe that something can be changed. I believe so much that the second baby could not be sold. So many people are just focusing on that lie, on that lie, on that lie. You see, let's just say the truth. No relationship in this world. Go and find out. Life is it. Every relationship that is life. So, let's just keep it like that. And if you be the one to advise them, let me just forget about that one. The baby will survive.
Okay.
That's my take on it.
All right. Thank you so much. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning. What's your name? Hello?
Hello, I can hear you.
Yeah, what's your name?
Joshua.
Okay.
I really like Joshua.
Can you speak up?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. So, concerning about this genocide issue.
Yeah?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
So, the woman made a mistake because she lied and she said her life would be in danger. Okay? So, I know what it means to lose the one you love, but it shouldn't be the essence of lying. What to be keeping and for children in danger. So.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling. Time check, it's 32 minutes past 1. And this is where we get to sadly wrap up the segment so we can get to the dark room where we keep it all sexual. But before we go, Dennis, final words from you. Wow, all the phone lines ringing.
Final words for me is that I think there are better ways to do things when it comes to relationship, marriage, or whatever. But we should not deny the fact that this is health.
Okay.
Yes. And a wise man said that when health is lost, life is lost. So if the man or whosoever it concerns take either decision, I think the person is right, because this is health. Only God knows what the person, like the wife, would lie again in future.
Wow.
So
you're really saying that?
So I think what I'm saying is that in essence, the best thing to do as a person is to always say the truth. Mm. Now, it's not left for the other person to accept you the way you are. I've said this on radio here severally. I said that I was dating a girl, and when she discovered that I was AES, she was AES. Everybody find their way. We broke out. That was the reason why we separated. She even told me that, young man, I love you so much. I totally love you. But because of this, I don't think I will continue this relationship. And I understand it. I get it. And up to today, we still talk. And by that, I love her. That, like, this is somebody. So, just have to be straight. You just have to be straight. If it's somebody that is our policy, is being truthful, honesty, and you meet that kind of person, you are lying. Man, I bet you, you're not going to come back to that person. That's the end. So everybody have their principles, they have their policy, and they know where they are heading to. If you meet someone who knows where he or she is going to, and you are trying to play him or her prank, there will be a problem. So please, please be straight. Anything you are doing in life, be straight. That's my stand for this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dennis. First, I must say, just like Dennis said, it's very, very good to be honest. I understand that when we love someone, sometimes we tend to be very selfish and self-centered. We don't want to lose the person irrespective of what happens tomorrow or to other people around us. I get that feeling in all totality. But this is not just about you. This is about your kids. So you should be considerate. There are things that we should not do for ourselves. Well, let's do those things for people. I'm not going to justify a hurt lying. It's all shades of wrong, to be honest. But she've done that. Now, if I were to be in that man's position, I know what it feels like to be in love. This is my opinion. I am not asking you to do the same. But if I was in his shoes, trust me, I would not call up that relationship. Because it's very hard to, you know, stop loving that person you love. It's very difficult. And I will continue with that relationship. But that will be me revealing everything to him. Now, let me sound like the lady. So now lie. Well, we all lie. But I think that one was just so extreme. So if I were that lady, I might actually lie to just marry you. But then after marriage, or close to marriage, I'll confess to you, like, hey, this is me. I lied because I don't want to lose you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. But I think we can actually work things out. Now, it's one thing to lie and confess. It's another thing to have a partner that understands you. And then understand life away from a proper African man. Now let me share this with you. A man and a woman who are both carriers of the sickle cell anemia mutation can have a healthy child by fertilizing eggs in a lab, then deciding which of the multiple embryos that develop from the eggs will become the baby, a case study indicates. It also showed that umbilical cord blood stem cells from a healthy baby born this way could be used to treat a brother or sister with sickle cell anemia. The study published in the journal, I'll read it out so you can go check it out. The study published in the journal JBRA Assisted Reproduction is titled The First South American Case of Pre-Implantation Genetic Diagnosis to Select Compatible Embryo for Cord Blood Transplantation as treatment for sickle cell anemia. You can check that out and get more detail. Because of time, we'll be wrapping up this segment. But hey, just to avoid all this stress, it's stressful, it's expensive. To avoid it, just be honest. And some people, to them, they're saying the truth. They're not lying. I get that. They're telling you what they got from lab. This is Nigeria. I'm not saying our health system is 100% bad, but just to be safe, try it at different labs. I know why I'm saying this. I've done mine 3 times. This thing is not even expensive. the last one I did, I think 3 months ago, 3 or 4 months ago, I think it was 2,500 or 3,000 thereabout. Not that expensive. You can do it. Just be sure. And be honest. That's why I say it. Your genotype should be one of the first questions you ask when you meet someone. At that moment, no emotions have been invested. Asking the person, oh, how old are you? What do you do? Where do you stay? Ask of the person's genotype. It's not you being too forward. It's you wanting to know your stand. So that's something you should know before you start any relationship whatsoever. Relationship that you think, you know, probably lead to marriage. Please ask. Okay? So you don't get yourself in a situation like this. Thank you very much. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for the WhatsApp messages to those. I'm getting some messages about things going on with them. Please send it to me on Instagram at Adablezy, A-D-A-B-L-E-Z-Y. I can't take them here because we don't have time to talk about that. But send it to me as a DM. We'll bring it live on the radio so we talk about it. Thank you so much once again. The man with the golden voice that Ekunle Gold dished out this captivating sound that he titles Ire, meaning goodness. Now, Ekunle Gold has a high pedigree as an indigenous pop singer, reflecting the true African sound. Ire by Ekunle Gold is an amazing sound with a deep-rooted African vibe. I can't even deny that fact. All right, welcome back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. It is 43 minutes gone past 1, and this is the Dark Room where we talk about you. And when I mean about you, I'm not talking about the things you want to do today, the deal you're planning on hitting, that market you want to go to, that office you want to visit. No, we're talking about your sexual life. I know you love this. Don't worry, I love it too. Okay, first, you have to turn off the lights in your house, turn off the lights in your room, grab a bottle of whiskey. You want to take off your shirt? It's okay, do it. I just want you to be in the mood. Just imagine your radio girlfriend there with you right now, just you and I, and then express yourself freely.
Mm.
This is a family.
Mm.
Whatever you say stays there. So just be very, very free with me. All you have to do is when you hit us up, you pick a number from 1 to 10. I ask you the question, then you give me the answer. It's that simple. Welcome to the show once again. The studio line is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And ladies, the number to dial is 014-657-190. 014-657-190. Let's do this. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Good morning, Mr. Austin.
Thank God I happened to be there first.
Welcome, yeah.
I just want to say something before I pick a number.
What do you want to say?
Ada, I want to say thank you to you, Ada.
You want to say thank you?
You are being a wonderful person in radio station.
Thank you very much.
And this is the only radio station I have in my life in Nigeria and abroad.
Wow.
I'm just following this station because of Ada. But I started from during the time of Femi and the Gang. That's what introduced me to Nigeria Info. Since then, later, I don't have the time again to follow them. And now, withdraw. Later, someone introduced me into that free show. From there, and I'm going to your own show. And God will bless you.
Amen.
God will keep you. And you, Nigeria Info members, God will keep them alive. Long life and prosperity. Femi and Gang them. Daddy Freeze, everybody. I love all of you. Thank you so much, Mr. Dennis, Mr. Pondit, everybody. All our callers, like Mr. Frank, many of them, you're the only man in our show. what is the other man? My neighbor here.
It's all good.
Here. And Mr. Ikechukwu, Comrade Ikechukwu.
It's okay.
Because you are very close here.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Number three.
Okay, thank you so much for that. We appreciate. Now, number three.
Yes,
ma'am. Mr. Austin, tell us, how long does it usually take you to orgasm? How long does it usually take you to orgasm? How long does it take you to come?
me?
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how sweet that person that she is that day.
Ah.
And again, I'm coming.
Okay.
Yes, I'm coming.
I am just hearing this.
Depending on how I feel like that moment concerning sex.
Is it true that when a man is in love with the lady, he comes very fast? And when it's just...
Yes, it happened to me.
Ah.
And make sure that when I have state of mind, financially okay, when things are... Maybe I went out, things went to work, I came back happily. If a woman touched me, I can't tell you, I don't think it will leave 5 minutes. But when things are not normal, at times, you do. Even if you thought the guy will not answer yourself, that is another thing. You may ask me what is the problem. I may not give you a better answer because I don't know.
Really?
That is it.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
All right, Mr. Austin, thanks for sharing.
Okay, thank you. I think that you'll come back again concerning this issue of genotype again. You have treated it once.
Hopefully, I'll bring it
once again, because if you remember, Muyo said something last time that he later discovered that his guy, that he can't match because of genotype.
Mm.
And the day you treated it, she said that she have not checked her own.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to help people, please.
All right, then. Okay.
Yes,
thank you very much, Mr. Austin. Yes. Thank you. Have an awesome night, rest. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes. Oh, my love. Please turn off your radio.
Okay, sorry.
It's fine.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Ma?
How are you?
I'm fine.
What's your name?
Bright.
Bright, speak a number.
Okay, number 4.
Do we have number 4? Okay. Number 4. Ah. Bryce, are you ready?
Yes.
How often do you lick plate?
It depends. It has been long.
Really? It's been long. How long?
It has been long, ago.
How long, Bryce? Hello? How long?
6 months.
6 months?
Yes.
She's not been around or what?
No, I've not been inside the relationship. I've not been in a relationship for long.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. I understand. It's all right. Planning on entering one soon? Or you're just taking your time?
I'm taking my time, Sha.
Okay. Don't rush it so you don't rush out, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. 15 minutes gone past one. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Moyo. Good morning. Dennis is here.
Denko, good morning.
Good morning.
The Denko. Welcome, Moyo. Mm-hmm. You're in the dark room. Pick a number.
Number 1.
Moyo is going for number 1. Okay, number 1. I love this question. Moyo, which of your boyfriends had the biggest D?
Actually, I don't feel like I have a big picture.
Ah, you don't what?
I don't feel like I have...
You don't? For how do you know? You know when a guy approaches you, either you get to like him first and then, okay, I think, okay, fine, let's date. Or do you eat the cookie first before accepting the relationship?
Me, I normally watch from Danica.
Ah.
On middle size.
You watch? Or while kissing him, you use your hand and go down there to feel it?
You know, when the guy put on a trousers and I'll just sit right there. When the guy's talking to me, I'll be sitting like that, looking out from down. So, I don't like...
And if he's too big, my sister, you just jackpot.
I don't even.
Hey. So what's your perfect size? Small, big, or in between?
Moderate.
Moderate. Now what's moderate? See, the one you're calling moderate might be biggest size. Wait, let's be guarded. Moya, what's moderate for you? What size? Like
not too big, not too small. Same big size.
Like beer bottle? Mm.
I don't know about that one. For me, I don't really like big. tires me. I don't like it.
You don't like big dick?
Yeah, big one. Mm. I don't like it.
Omoyo, should size be a problem right here? I think it should be, you know, the skill. It should be how it's being used that should be the problem, not the size. Don't you think so?
The reason why I don't like one of my friends, she tell me that anytime she has sex with a man, that she always cry. Because I want the man in very big.
Oh, so, wow.
Then I don't really. So as I said, I want more day. I don't want big or small. Just if you try. If the thing is big, I'll run away. I'm going to form cry.
Okay. Okay, Moyo. Thanks for sharing. Now I'm beginning to think, which one do I like? Big, small? I'll think about it some more. Hello, good morning.
Hello. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
I'm good. You sound like you recognize who's speaking.
Yeah, I do. How did it go?
I've had to let go of it.
Oh, wow.
He didn't show up. He keeps turning his phone off and everything. So I'm hurt still, but
I can imagine.
I've let go of it.
So
he's
sorry.
He's
going to
need his karma.
Most definitely. Yeah, okay, welcome to the dark room. Please pick a number.
Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
You seem a quiet person. You hardly speak.
I do.
I would want a lot. I said you seem a quiet person. You hardly speak.
He's not.
I'm not quiet.
He's not quiet at all.
Well, I would want a bit more of your participation on the show.
Oh, of course. I'm here. I'm here with you.
Please. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So how does this go? I choose a number?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me do number 10.
Number 10.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hmm. Do you think sex is overrated?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Because, first of all, I was listening to the radio today, and there was this topic where it was being discussed about how promiscuous most youths are.
Okay.
You understand? And I see that a lot. Do you understand? I see that a lot, and it's quite disturbing. It's almost like it's to a penny. There's this concentration on how many times or how many rounds a man could go and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think the magic to this whole thing is, how do I put it? How good are you with foreplay?
Okay.
For example, yes, that's what's most important. Yeah, how can you give a woman or be a guy a good foreplay?
Mm.
Yes, I think for me, that's the only thing that would get me coming back for more.
Okay.
And I think women deserves or the like foreplay, being foreplayed. You know, if you're a man and you're finding it difficult to make a woman come through penetration, I think the next thing you would want to do is concentrate on the foreplay. That helps.
All right. That's fine. Because of time. Thank you very much for calling and thanks for talking on this sex being over.
Bye, Dennis.
Bye.
All right. Thank you so much. He sounds very excited today.
Yeah.
Like, I'm happy. The minute I heard his voice, hi, I was just like, hey,
this
hi.
Like, this is like one jackpot.
No, not really. I mean, you heard him.
Yeah.
He's still hurting over what happened. But I like the fact that
he will be fine.
You know, he picked happiness over that.
Yeah.
And he's just,
he's just fine.
Being
it's
okay.
It's just a matter of time. It will be fine.
I'm just happy that he's happy. You don't know how I feel, but
last, it could be okay.
Nah, don't be every time. last. I am very honored. There are some things that last, no matter how long you wait for, you can never get over it. Hello, good morning.
Hi,
how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Hey, my lover boy.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I am loving the fact that, you know, people calling us, they're just all happy. Wow, it feels so good.
Yeah, you are giving your testimony. You have to pay your tithe too.
I will not understand, yeah?
You will not understand.
Yeah, make us understand.
Ada is fine, no. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Danny, my man.
Yeah, so make us understand now.
How's it going?
Everything's
fine.
Yeah. And I want to buy you many.
quite a lot. Just speak. I'll let you know if it's free or not.
When do number six?
Number six.
Yep.
Have you ever had sex with a girl during her period?
Hey, Jesus, no.
Why now? Why you just called a man with a rest by this time? Hey, he went all spiritual. Wait. Holy Ghost what?
Holy Ghost fire.
Why now? You don't want the natural lubricant. What's wrong with you?
You know, me, I'm the kind of person that if I don't give it, I will not. In fact, I'm the kind of a person, I'm so naughty, so I give my foreplay, I must go down there, I must give her. Without all those things, my sex will not be enough. It will be me like if I have not do anything.
It will be complete.
So if something is coming out there, how can I do it?
That period now, you just go on break. You know, no head game, no award, no edit award. Just go straight. You can do it under the shower. You not feel it. What else does it bring it down? Okay. Thanks for calling. Our regards to your girl. Okay. Take care. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Lucky last caller, Jeff. Welcome.
God, Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. So you are waiting, Abby?
God, Dennis, I don't understand. Ada, give me number seven. Make a cash cruise.
See what cash
cruise. Okay. Jeff, who gave you the strongest orgasm of your life?
So we say one catch cruise. They don't give a cruise question.
And they say yeah. I say no be that far, I just drop the call.
Yeah, tell us.
Hello.
Okay.
Tell us about the girl, Jeff.
You're guessing. I'm not even know how to explain the orgasm.
Explain them anyhow, Jeff.